on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Informant Podcast. We are lame, so welcome aboard.
No, wait a minute now.
I speak for myself.
I sense it.
So, all right, well, let's try that again. So, welcome to the Informant Podcast. Today I have with me Chris Chester, Chainsaw Chester.
Who?
Migs Chainsaw Chester. And then Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. And then Jenna's out this evening, so it's just the three of us. Just Mike lingering somewhere in the back, in the
sniffing glue.
In the cellar.
In the hopper.
We put him in the hopper. So, yeah, so what's everybody been up to? I've been on the road, just got back home today, and I've got a cold, so I'm a little hoarse. But
watching football.
Watching some football, yeah.
Killing some families.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reading some blogs.
Oh, we heard about that.
I think everybody heard about that. How does this stuff spread that quick?
I don't know.
I don't either.
You know, it's really interesting to think about, too, because of the size. Okay, there's, what, 1 million now active daily players or somewhere around there? That's a lot of players.
And it's a lot of people.
And it's funny how tight-knit the community really is that, you know, a lot of people know a lot of people.
That's
you know
right. My people got people.
My people know knows your peoples.
And then, right. You know, no matter what's said about you and however small of a venue, it always gets back to you because somebody will know somebody and it will get passed on.
Right.
Like the six degrees of separation.
Of the Informant Podcast.
So if you talk shit about someone and you don't think it'll get back to him in Mafia Wars, it always does.
God, does it get back to him very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quick. Yeah, so. Yeah, but that's what I've been doing is reading blogs.
Did you read mine?
Who are you?
I heard on the last show that I couldn't make it, and I heard you question who I was.
He does that all the time, even when you're here, see? So you should feel special.
And thank you for the shout-out, Pete. It was kind of cool to get a shout-out.
Yeah. Well,
I felt bad I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
But our little baby Yorkie passed away.
Right.
He was 14, though, so
he's not such a baby Yorkie anymore.
Well, he's little, or
you
he
look
was.
At him, yeah,
it doesn't matter. They're that small.
But we have two new puppies now.
Glutton.
So I might not have as much time to blog because I'm going to be busy puppy training.
Potty training puppies.
Cleaning.
There's a lot of work.
Yeah. Do you follow the philosophy of crate training?
I don't even know what that is.
Look it up.
Okay.
Crate training is, there's some schools of philosophy on training dogs that there's some people that say, I will never crate my dog. It's inhumane. It's whatever. And then there's lots of other people that will say that crate training is actually the best thing for them because it creates a safe haven. It's almost like having a dog house outside that they could always feel safe going to. When we had a beagle, and I'm not going to waste a lot of time because it's not really highly relevant to the show, but but I will say this.
Sorry.
We had a beagle that was abused, and we got it, and it wasn't crate trained, and we spent a lot of time crate training it, and we had an actual glass break in the house, and you could tell the dog to go crate, and it puts them in their safe place while you're dealing with, you know, an instance like, you know, dealing with glass spread on the floor. If you have some animals that you haven't gone through a process of telling them where their safe place is, then they'll be right under your feet while you're trying to clean up glass and whatever else. It gets frustrating for both the animal and the owner. So, anyway, that's my
I'm going to read all about
veterinary
it.
Care. But
so. And you can do that with almost any place in the house. So if you have like a dog bed or something like that, if you train it to stay in the dog bed, that's what they'll do is they'll go to the dog bed.
Yep.
We'll tell our dog to get in the bed, and she'll get in her bed and just stay there.
Yep.
So she doesn't really think. But, I mean, look at Mike. It worked with Mike.
We put him in the hopper.
That's right.
And he feels all warm and fuzzy in there.
Boom. He's gone. So, but, yeah, you should look into that.
All right. So let's tackle the big challenges of the week, since our last show, because you weren't here to provide a lot of detail.
Yeah, a couple things.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you jump in and cover everything that you need to, and Chester's gonna have a lot to talk about with the battle stuff, so I'm not gonna talk about any spocklets tonight. So I'll just interject where things are appropriate.
Okay. Well, a couple of major bugs happened that are kind of pretty serious, and Chester will probably chime in on this one. But for a little while, you were able to go to any family page, and as long as the person was not an admin of that family, you could just remove them. And I don't know.
Genius.
I don't. Absolutely. Yeah. So it actually caused a lot of ruckus for a while, and the workaround was to make everybody in the family an admin, so that couldn't happen. We lost two people because of that, but we put them back. But I heard some families had a lot of.
Yeah, but you personally booted them, so.
No, we didn't.
Well, that's what they told me.
No, they got booted before we could make everyone admin. Because I wasn't going to post about this on my blog, but it was going all over the news feeds and Skype. So I was like, well, I better...
Did you spank it?
No, I just posted it and gave the workaround.
You should crate it.
Yeah. So there was some bad Mafia Wars players that were having fun removing people from their families.
Now, have they fixed that, or do you still have to do the workaround?
They fixed it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they fixed it pretty quick.
Pretty quick, yeah.
Right.
And then another glitch that still hasn't been addressed, and I'm sure a lot of people are hoping it goes away and gets shoved under the rug, but for one, the
Why
last...
Why did she open the doors like that for me?
Our last mission had a task where you had to collect these items while fighting, and everyone kind of noticed that, oh, wow, treasure chest keys are dropping. And they were dropping at an alarmingly large rate. And so if you were able to catch that and get to that third part of the mission, why that glitch was going on, you could get thousands of treasure chest keys. And what happened is people who got them just opened up massive quantities of treasure chests and got some reward points.
Right. We talked about that on the last show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you even listen to the show?
I did.
Well, I thought I kept waiting because I didn't want to interrupt, but I was kept waiting that there was another twist to it, like it's still an active bug or something. But
it's not.
But there's still a lot of pending questions about whether or not they will roll any accounts back based on.
And there's been people that have stated that they lost reward points and they've lost a couple levels. And some people say they lost all their treasure chest keys that they had, like 20 or however many before, and they went to their page and
shouldn't
all
have been
of them.
Cheating.
Well, they didn't do anything though. They just mysteriously lost their treasure chest keys.
Yeah, they were in the vicinity of something bad.
Yeah, not the ones obtained through the glitch, but just the ones they already had.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then to top it off, there was another part in the mission which you could ask your mafia for treasure chest keys, and I think you were supposed to get 6, and like I asked mine, I ended up getting like 17.
Wow.
And
cool.
For those of who are complaining, I did not hardly get any treasure chest keys because I was writing a blog post, and some people got pissed off at me because I didn't post it in a timely fashion, and then blew a gasket when I posted something about the marketplace. But I wouldn't post something like that anyways, because if it's going to result in a rollback, why would I put that information out there and have people get rolled back?
Right.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if I knew about it like 3 hours sooner, I found out about it about the same time as everyone else.
I found out about it about the time it closed.
Yeah.
I never benefited from it, but
I got maybe 100 treasure chest keys, but that was just from doing the regular fights to get the items you were supposed to get.
No, I wish I could, that glitch would have given me keys to the older treasure chests that don't have the reward points in it, because those still sit in my inventory and I've got like 1,000 of those.
Oh yeah, we all have.
and we wonder, at what point are they ever going to be removed from our inventory because they're not used anymore, or is there going to be some event down the road where we can get keys to unlock them without paying reward points for them?
And probably. You know what I found really odd about this glitch? It's actually a two-phase glitch. They made those treasure chests non-giftable quite some time ago, and during this glitch, you were able to gift them to your mafia.
You couldn't gift the treasure chest, but you could gift the keys.
The treasure chests. They made those non-giftable.
Right, but the keys were giftable.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The treasure chests to be.
I know, but during this glitch, you could gift the keys to people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Ooh, maybe we've said too much.
I've said too much. I shall be quiet. No.
I would have people send them to me.
Yeah, the keys themselves, if someone got, 100 keys, they could have gifted 50 to someone else, which would really make it confusing for trying to do a rollback.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's what usually happens in a glitch already. Right. Is that once they get stuff, if it's giftable, they send it to all their feeder accounts and looters and everything else.
Right.
So you can't steal it all back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's money laundering is basically what it is. So.
Which, hey, it's Mafia Wars. Sure,
well,
work, right?
Well, they compared the black market to the drug cartel or drug market, however
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving right along.
Moving along.
There's a lot. They gave us, out of nowhere came this loot drop event. Yeah, and we have to get 7 loot items like the farmer's insurance and the X-Men.
We have to get farmer's insurance again? No. What if I just switch to Geico and save 20%?
We have an event similar to that past event, although there's no limits on how many things you can get, and the stats are actually decent and help more people than the other ones. And they threw in a big announcement, just kind of, they just threw it out there like it was no big deal. But there's going to be a new category in your equipment score. So instead of weapons, armor, vehicle,
level
animal.
Level of crappiness?
There's going to be weapons, armor, vehicle, animal, and henchmen, which are people. So what's going to happen is all the things that are now armor items that are a person will become henchmen. And we're going to have 5 categories of loot to keep track of and get 500 of one of. And 5 times 2 attack and defense, that's 10 categories of 500 items you have to worry about getting the best of. It's hard enough to keep track of the ones we do right now.
I don't keep track of them.
Well, Team Spockholm does. Right, but for people that want to know and all that stuff, it's going to get confusing.
Nah,
yep.
It's fine.
If you're into analytics, if you just say, give me the best of whatever you got, I don't care.
It's like being into nerds.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of work on someone's part. And then on everyone else's trying to get all these items. Yeah. So look forward to that. The event will be going on, I have no idea, maybe another week or so. But when it's over, we're supposed to have these henchmen in our inventory. And it's supposed to, everyone's speculating Chicago's coming out this week. I would hope that they would put that on hold and fix a lot of these glitches. You'll be talking about some. The family progression is just at least 5 to 10 people in every family will go to find their checks already auto-checked, and they can't do progression for the day. It's not a widespread problem where, like, everyone in one family will have it. It's random. So I'll have it tomorrow, and it resets fine the next day. But it's like, I always feel like I have a 50-50 chance that my family progression is going to work. And they've been pretty good about compensating players that have this problem. If you write to the customer support, either through email or live chat, they usually give you some reward points to buy refills because you're missing out on all that experience. But it would just be nice to have it work every day.
True.
And not, like, hold your breath before you click on it.
And it makes you wonder what changed because it was working every day. And then what was about 2 Fridays ago is when things started going squirrely with it. And well, it was back to when they had the problem where people couldn't even progress at all, entire families.
Right.
So whatever code they had working before that, they should have just put back.
And I don't know if it has something to do. Everyone got switched to the daily timer.
Right.
Which the people who love the weekly timer are personally blaming me. But Zynga said they were going to pick one timer, daily or weekly. And we've discussed many of the strategic advantages of the daily timer. But the people who say, I don't play every day, it's not fair, it's all your fault, they like their weekly timer, but now they have the daily timer, and they're blaming me.
Yeah, but back to it again, that if you don't do it every day, even with the weekly timer, you're not going to get everything done.
Exactly.
So
they don't get it.
Yeah. Hello. Wake up, McFly. McFly.
It's better to miss a couple days.
And then just do a couple. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And
wake
then
up.
You'll end up spending reward points on the weekly timer because all of a sudden you have to craft like 20 items and you have a day left.
Yeah. As Chester would say, wake up, cracker.
You know, and
come on, cracker.
We started to get satisfaction thread, letting Zynga know we wanted the daily timer.
Right.
And there was a good response. And I saw one thread wanting the weekly timer, but maybe like 5 people liked it. So if these people really felt this strongly, they should have went out and told everyone to like that one. But I'm glad we have the daily
time. There's no justification for that. Skip a day, and you'll and your family will still progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have more problems with that weekly timer then.
So, absolutely. So kudos to Zynga on this one. I give them a gold star.
Thank you for giving us the daily time.
Two thumbs up.
Okay, and so in the bad news department, the power packs got nerfed for a second time. Now we have to choose, which we recommend.
Yes, which sucks ass.
No, it doesn't.
It does suck, but we recommended that way in the beginning before they even came out. We're like, let us choose stamina or energy. Well, they gave us a buttload of stamina and energy, and we were having a heyday. Then they cut back the stamina, and then people are like, but hey. And now it's like, well, pick one or the other. But the good thing is the stamina is 125%, just like the energy.
Right.
So it's your choice.
Absolutely. Good. Another gold star day for Zynga.
Well, I don't like the fact that we have to choose. I liked getting them both.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, if you had a choice, obviously you'd love getting both.
So overall, not a horrible thing, except for the people that still have not gotten stamina packs and still don't have a choice. And this has been going on over a month now.
Then that needs to be fixed.
It really does. And I don't understand how or why it's happening, because every time they roll us back or glitch us or do something or nerf us, their main number one excuse is we want to balance the playing field.
Right.
Well, half the playing field has been getting extra stamina for 3 months now.
And how are they going to level the playing field?
They never
will. I can give them two names of people that 99% of the players in Mafia Wars will never reach. They'll never reach that plateau, ever. And these are people that are still putting money in. So there's no way that you can do a balanced playing field.
No, and that's the beauty of the game.
Exactly.
Let the game play and quit trying to muck into always creating the balance.
Or quit allowing people to spend money in the game.
Right. Right.
Okay.
They won't do that, will they?
Nope.
I don't know if you noticed, but when you go to heal, there's a new option called Boost Your Health. And it's actually pretty cool, except for the fact that it costs reward points. But if you spend 5 reward points to use this feature, your health pool will double for 5 minutes. And so you can refill a doubled health as many times as you want in that 5-minute period. And to make it more interesting, if you accept a power pack in that same 5-minute window, you can quadruple your health. I don't know how handy that'll come in. It might help people in wars or people trying to get the bulletproof achievement.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a mixed blessing. Those fighters out there that are stat protectors who don't like to have a lot of losses and things like that, they'll probably not use it. One, they would use it not to get nice on them, but then all it does is increases the time or the number of attacks that have happened on them. So you get stat protectors, they won't use it. You get other people that, like me, I don't care. I just don't want you to get the ice. I'll keep healing at strategic moments, like just before you get that ice. It just pisses them off. So if I could quadruple that using somebody else's reward points, I'd do it all day.
Well, I think it's actually pretty cool, but no one's going to spend 5 reward points when you can heal for free or use this power pack for free. What I think they should do is make it a boost, and I think it would be a popular boost.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, but then I would have to choose between health, stamina, or energy.
No, make it like one, you know, that ruthless that they're always showing where the guy's beating up the other guy. Make it just like a boost. Like double your health for 5 minutes boost.
Yeah, and you make it drop so randomly that people aren't going to have it like every, you know, 50 of them in queue.
Right, make it the same pace as these vampire bats and ruthless and
decoys.
Put it along, and I think that would be a more widely used and sought after boost.
And then turn around and sell them in the marketplace and as a group, and then you'll get some people that will choose to buy them as a boost, not as an individual one-time activity in hospital.
And they are different from power packs, because a power pack will boost your health, but once you use it, it's gone. It'll double your health, but once you use it out, it's gone, where the what did I say it was called? Boost Your Health. They didn't really name it. It doubles your pool. So if you use it all, you can heal any way you'd like and get more.
Right.
But only a 5-minute window seems too fast. But I know you fighters out there go fast if you do it manually.
That's what she said.
I knew you were going to say that. I paused before. And we got another property. And what was funny about this is we knew we were could only have five active properties at a time. And Zynga decided, oh, you all don't want your Chop Shop active. We'll just deactivate that and put this new one, the Venetian Condo. And it's in New York, by the way. They made that one active instead. So if people didn't scroll down to see that, they just assumed their Chop Shop disappeared. And I'm still getting this question and comments on the fan pages is, hey, my Chop Shop's gone. But it's really not. You just have to scroll down and activate it.
And I'm not sure what they accomplished with it because, yes, you can have only five active at any given moment. But if you're still in a building time window, you could go ahead and deactivate your Venetian property. You can deactivate it and then reactivate your sports bar and then build your sports bar anyway.
Yeah, so you can still craft these items. People are asking, is that a glitch? But I don't think it is.
I think it's just a way that they make you spend a little bit more time in the game to go do those steps to have to deselect, add it to the next one, and click save.
Is it in the hopper?
There is a hopper. And there's a discussion on whether or not the property manager, Light, might be able to do that. If that's going to remain as an option within the game, then we wouldn't really be circumventing anything by just providing a mechanism to do it. So it depends on what Zynga ends up doing.
And I have one more thing, and I hope someone at Zynga is listening and will address this. Last week, or the week before, and we did mention it on the show, every family found their stats were just missing. And when you go to the graphs from the Spotcom family rank, you see you lost either ices or kills. And nobody has addressed this or said if it's going to be restored or what, but it's really making a lot of families upset. So I would hope that that would be addressed or fixed.
They because did. They called that leveling the playing field.
Uh-huh. They just take half your ices away.
Take half your ices away so that everybody is now back to where they were, just at a lower ices number.
Yeah, but they didn't do it level across the board.
I know. I'm teasing.
So yeah, some families lost kills, some lost ices, and a lot of families don't care. They don't really care about their stats, but then there's a lot that do. And I really wish they would address this somewhere, either on their blog, the forums, the fan page, at least acknowledge they know about
it. Yeah, they had to go somewhere. So where did they go?
And it's funny because every single aspect of the family module, to include the live chat, there's something jacked up with it.
Really?
That's my rant for the day. And I think I'm done. Oh, we got gold mystery bags because we got a nerf. Anytime you get a nerf.
Gold mystery bags are on the horizon. Yeah.
Which are cool.
I did notice there was a crap load of those.
All right, Mr. Chester, fill us in on the battlefield.
All right, so battles came out in the family module, and nobody had any clue that it was actually coming out. This is one of the things that I fought for so hard to get in the game. It's a first pass. It better not be done yet and have them just move on to other things. They need to refine it greatly before it's something that is truly fun. So family battles, again, if you go into the family module and click on the battles, you'll be able to see, it gives you a row of families that it suggests that you can go battle with. And you have two different time limits. You have a 48-hour war, and then you have a 4-hour war. So what you have to do first is figure out what family you want and then challenge them. And if they accept it, the war starts right then.
Actually, it doesn't start quite immediately. There is a little bit of a buffer window. I think it's 4 minutes or a couple of minutes before the actual battle actually starts that you start seeing an active fight list to fight.
Yep, so you've got that. Now, be careful when you do this because what you're going to see is if we're in the USA, if we go and battle somebody in Indonesia, well, they're exactly opposite of us. So if your whole family is all in the U.S. and you hit that battle and then they accept that challenge and it's during their time and you're not awake, you're going to get beat down. You're going to lose the battle. So be careful on the timing. One of the things I'll say over and over is do your research before you click that button. Because if you don't do your recon, you have a chance of truly losing the battle and making your stats look like total crap. The other thing that we've seen is lopsidedness. People will click on those, hey, this is fun, new thing. And they have, right now we're battling a family of 14. And they're all dead, and they will remain dead. Because as soon as it pops up, boom, one of the MiGs are killing them. So their walls destroyed everything. And these poor people just won't see the light of day until the 4-hour window is closed. Jen and I were talking earlier, and she has heard from a little birdie that there is a way to get out of that four-hour window once you've done everything, but she doesn't know what it is, and I don't know what it is, but we're going to find out what it is, and we will let you know. So there should have been something in there that says white flag, and then you should be able, one of the admins should be able to click it and get you out of the war. You automatically lose, everything goes over, and I say you give a bonus to the other family.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So we, you put the white flag in.
We sent a family an invite, and it was just to get a screenshot, and then one of the admin accepted it by mistake, and it wasn't a fair fight, and it was the 48-hour battle.
Was it against the chocolates?
I feel bad. No, it was the asses against the Mafia Wars Loot Lady family. And like, I felt horrible about it. They were good sports about it, but it was like there was no option to stop it or, you know, do
right.
something.
And you were basically dancing with yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then they kept getting iced and they couldn't.
And 48 hours is a long time if you're getting beat up to death.
I know. I'm like, of all ones, didn't I just send the 4-hour one?
Yeah.
That's right. So when I was at Zynga HQ and I was given the presentation for this, one of the other options for times that they've left out is an unlimited time frame. Because if somebody's pissed you off and you want to go after them, you don't want it to be a 48-hour window. You don't want it to be a 4-hour window. You want to do it until they click that stupid white flag.
Right.
You want to do it until everybody has detagged, which almost never happens. But yeah, that's what your goal is to get them to give up the ghost.
But there's not a white flag, right?
There's not a white flag.
That's your suggestion.
And there's no correct. There's two things in there. Is the white flag to end everything and give the other family a bonus. And then allow us to do an unlimited. And don't wait for acceptance. That's what a war is, okay? If somebody's made us mad, we're going to declare war on them, okay? And don't let them have to accept it. And it's just like a drive-by. But this one is like a drive-by. This 4-hour or 48-hour is like a drive-by where both families agree to it. We need the ability to do a drive-by regardless of whether they want it. And we also need to be able to declare war, regardless of whether they want it or not. Will this cause problems? Yes. But what do you think happens today? This is exactly what we do today. Family gets mad at another family. Somebody says something or posts something. They go at it. They go on, get the links, and they sit on the other family. That's what happens today.
And then the other family just notices that they're being attacked, and then they respond accordingly.
Yeah. And that's where they're lacking the other piece into this, is to request assistance.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you can go in and say, hey, I need help, and then you can choose what family that you're allied with or something like that in the game, and just allow us to bring that family in, send a request to them. Hey, we're at war. Give the details of who they're going up against and put a little brief description in there, maybe 256 characters, and send. And then let the other ally say yes or no. And if it's yes, boom, they're in it as well.
Well, you know, to your point, Chester, about the idea of declaring war immediately and not getting any response or waiting for someone to accept it on the other end, that's the way the regular declare war features in the game. You don't, I mean, when someone declares war on you in the declare war part of the fighting module section, it starts immediately and ends at that end of the four-hour timer.
Yeah.
So this should really be no different. And I'll add one more observation as we've been going through the process and trying to learn it and stuff like that too. When you talk about doing recon, it's very important, but Zynga's got to make it a little bit easier to do the recon too. Any place that a family tag shows up in the game, it needs to be clinkable.
It needs to be crinkable.
I'm getting ready for Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arrgh.
Yeah, it needs to be clickable to go to the family page so that you could see who's in that family, how many fights they've had, how many ices, the levels of the people, and make an assessment, and the number of people, obviously, and make an assessment on whether or not that's, you know, the family you want to take on.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing I'd like to see is, like you said, an escape route, either by, throwing a flag up in the air. One other thing I'd really like to see is that if there's a person that's in a family that can't fight, that they have an option to remove themselves from the fight.
And that's one of the other things that I talked about before, is that you would have the option, let's say that our two families go to war, and I haven't been on. I get home, I log in, and it should pop up right there. Do you want to be in this war, yes or no? You get one chance. And if you say yes, boom, you're in it.
And you're in stuck it until that timer is done.
That's exactly right.
Well, no. Well, I mean, they can do it today just by removing themselves. So that's already in the game. So I could remove myself as a member of that family. And it should automatically remove me from that. Jen, you guys need to do that.
You need to see if that actually happens. If you remove yourself from a family, then you can't be attacked?
Correct.
I'll try it. So. When we do when this 48-hour battle is over, we did stop attacking them. So we're waiting to do the next one.
Well, just have somebody remove themselves and see if it goes off the list.
I will try that for you.
All right, do that.
Okay.
Because that would be interesting to see that actually work. All right, so we've covered a lot about that. The thing that it talks about is to win, your family has to have the most points at the end of the battle. And when you're actually in that war, it shows you that little meter in the front or right in the middle of it. And when you're looking at that battle meter, it's either green or red. And then you've got that line in the middle. The line in the middle is basically showing you this is where the even point is. So if it's green on the right-hand side, it means that you're winning. If it's red on the left-hand side, it means that you are getting your ass handed to you. The safe house is basically that wall. So you see your brick wall there, your family, opponent's family, battle in the middle with the refresh. So if that's broken down, you've broken that other family. The longer that remains broken down, the higher or the faster that points go up. So the higher the points are. So the longer you keep them under 20, the more points you'll generate. And then the smaller that one is. Like right now, Mig's at almost 100,000 and the other family's at 50. So it's kind of sad. And there's 10 minutes and 30 seconds left at this point.
We still have like 12 hours to go.
Yeah, this one was just not right. And just one person on the other side has 1 point. The rest of the people over there don't have any points. So as we've all said, be damn careful before you accept it. Because you don't know who it is. Because there are some families out there that truly
and you
will
could accept them
come
by
in to decimate. Do what?
You could accept them by mistake. Like if you're running a script maybe and accidentally
what's
accept
that?
Them. Or if you're clicking too fast on your gifts because it shows up in the ZMC, you could accidentally click on it to accept and then you're done. You're screwed. There's no way out.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to ask you about someone made in the comments that this could be exploited. Like if two families went to battle and took it very seriously, that they could get another family to help them by also attacking the other family.
Oh, so yeah. So you're automatically dead outside of the war module. Now, remember what I had said previously when I had described the war module to everybody and Zynga, is that if you go to war, you should remove it from everybody else. You should only be able to be attacked by the opposing party. So it literally puts you all in a silo where nobody else can touch you. So it takes you off of the fight list, takes you off of the rivals list of everybody else, or leave you on there. Just don't let the attacks do anything. But you should truly put a wall around everybody and let them go at it. Kind of like
that sounds like a coding nightmare.
Yeah, and that sounds like a great idea when there were 4 million players, but when the player base continues to drop to the active daily players, everybody goes into war and there'll be nobody on the fight list. You won't even complete your family progression.
Well, you won't care because you'll be in a war.
Yeah, I don't care. Can't do your family progression.
But you do family progression through ISIS, right?
Yeah, if they would count those ISIS, which I believe they do.
They might, yeah.
They do. Yeah.
But what if you're in a position like the wars that we, all three of us, have just been through, where there's no one left to ICE?
I know.
Right.
That's a
then,
pain in
then
the
you're
Well,
in a...
I mean, it still will allow you, though, to go over to the fight list. I'm saying don't allow outside attacks to come in at you. See, and that sucks, too, because that could be used as a shield.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm
that's
family,
what I was
I could,
after.
I could
just
shield us.
I'll be in battles for the rest of my life, and I'll never end up on a fight list. And if everybody does that, then there's no one on the fight list.
Yeah, I could wage war against some other family, and they could never touch me, but I could still ice them outside of it.
Right.
Ooh.
Well, I think we'll see this whole thing evolve.
I'm trying to find a way to exploit that, but I don't see a good point without having it exploited on me as well. Oh, and that's the other thing, is if you want to guard your safe house, just make sure that somebody's alive.
Put them on auto heal.
What is that?
No, that's a very bad idea.
It's very bad, but that's the way to do it.
Yeah, there was a family that we actually fought. I think it was our second our family fight. And they healed. These are people that healed and attacked back, and it was fun. It was back and forth. We decimated the living crap out of them, and it was a hell of a lot of fun. And I have to do a shout out to them because the very last job in the El Dorado, that last job, I didn't have 2 billion or 2 million real.
Real, yeah.
And so I'm sitting there. I've got like 100,000. Do a bunch of jobs, fight some people, get 200,000, and it was just slow going. Well, this family was just, they just had too much of it, and I was getting four million every time I ice somebody. So I have to say thank you for allowing me to get all that money so I could open up that job. Appreciate it. But yeah, always heal, because that keeps the timer off of you for your safe house. So again, as the longer your people are healed, the faster it will gradually heal up your safe house. So try to heal as often as you can. And let me see, is there anything else in the battle?
I don't know. Maybe another quick suggestion would be that if you knock a person's safe house down 5 times in a war to 0, then the war should be over.
Well, that doesn't help, because if I'm asleep.
Yeah, but you're going to beat it down 5 times without one person being available to heal or attempt to heal? It can happen. I mean, true. But then again,
okay. Well, I mean, keep it down until somebody heals up.
Well, but then, okay, well, or let's say you...
And don't allow it to just go over 20.
Well, back up.
And then whack them again. Just literally, they have to be active, not just...
Right, but...
You okay. know, natural. Go ahead.
All right, well, back up. If you go ahead and the idea behind the war thing is that you should start a war and it should start immediately, and let's say you beat them down and you end that war by beating their safe house 5 times, let's say, 10 times, whatever the magic number is. If they've been sleeping, guess what they're going to do when they wake up?
They're going to pound your ass.
They're going to come back to war with you. And if you're available for a war, then they're going to beat on you the same way you did on them. And then at some point, someone's going to figure out, I'm not sleeping today because I'm going to be awake when they come back the next time. So I like the white flag idea, but maybe to the point there needs to be like a mercy exit strategy. You know, if you beat their safe house 10 times that you've gotten it down to absolute 0, then there's no retaliation at that point.
Yeah. See, and there also should be on the other side. I feel so bad for this family. Let me end it.
Right.
Without a restriction. I mean, if I'm winning and I'm winning like unbelievably, then allow me to get out of it. That would be good, without repercussions, or have a general ceasefire between the two parties. You can either have one where they concede and do the white flag. You can have one where both parties just mutually ceasefire and nobody gets squat. And then you can have, and you can put that as a stat too. Both parties called for a ceasefire, a tie. And then you have the other one where we're just getting out. Who cares?
Right.
You know, so just, yes, they can go, they can leave without any repercussions.
Yep.
So you leave with whatever points you had, or you forfeit the points.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, with this family, I don't know, 100,000 points or...
it's tough to give out give up over 100,000 points.
So once you do end a battle, it will say whether your family won or lost, and it shows your fight stats. Shows your top players. I literally wish that there was a way that we could go in and actually see who did what instead of just the top players. I want to actually dive down and see where was I in this.
That might come, because there is a way to go back in and look at previous war stats to get to that splash page.
Correct.
So there may come a time when they would add, you know, more detail, like what we do in War Machine when we have the wars.
Yeah, I mean, it's also on the family page, so it would be nice to be able to do that. I think that's it for now. I'll do a shout-out to, of course, my Miglets. And we've been rocking at this lovely war piece. And it's been fun. It's been fun to go through. I don't like the way we have to scroll 5,000 feet down.
I know what would help with that would save some time, is Zynga should sort with the attack buttons on the top.
Absolutely. Put everything
that would
up
make
or
a
don't,
big difference.
Or don't show everybody else.
Yeah.
Just show who's alive.
Right.
Besides that, I'll give a shout out to Mike and Tina. They know why.
And Jana.
Jennifer.
My shout out is to Fiona from the pack. And you'll like this one, Chester. She won the award for the best That's What She Said ever.
Really?
Yes. It was in the pack room, and they were talking about eating escargot.
Okay.
And she said it was best to swallow, too, and don't think about it. And then Mike said that's what she said. And I think
so
that's...
Mike gets it, not her.
I think she's innocent, but she might not be. But she, like, when we met her, she seemed very innocent. So I just wanted to give her a shout out and give her the best That's What She Said award from the Informant podcast.
How about you, Pete? You got a shout out?
Give my shout out to the Mafia Wars Guards Army. And we were just unprepared because we had no idea what we were doing in the thing. And it wasn't that we weren't hitting them as much. It was a pretty fair battle for the most part, but we didn't really have a good understanding at the time. But I'd love a rematch down the road because I think it'd be a really good, engaging fight.
All right. We'll wrap it up.
That's it.
I'll take it.
It's a wrap. We're done.
I want a car, get them crashing too.